Amen. I'm glad he'll give you a song in the night. No matter what you're going through, I appreciate your help, Peyton. Thank you, buddy. Amen. Amen. All right. There we go. I don't have as loud of a voice as Brother Frank's got. Man, you can hear him a mile away. Amen. That was a good message you preached last Sunday. I heard it all the way in Reedsville. Oh, me, I like to laugh. Murray Hart did the good like a medicine, and a lot of God's people need to take a dose of it. I come across some stuff today, I thought it was funny. Right here it said, an evangelist said one time that his sermons are like chickens with their head cut off. Once you think the sermon is done, it jumps back up and runs in another direction. There was a woman by the name of Gladys. Her name was Gladys. Her last name was Dunn. Yeah, you know this, don't you? She was visiting the church for the first time, and after the service, as all the congregation does, get up, and they was exchanging greetings. And she extended her hand to, I think it was a member of the church, something like that, and she introduced herself. She said, I'm glad he's done. He said, yeah, I'm glad he's done too. Amen. Oh, that's pretty funny, isn't it? Somebody said, what does it mean whenever a preacher takes off his watch and lays it on the pulpit? Absolutely nothing. Don't mean nothing. It's heard this right here. And one day a little girl, she went up to her mother. She said, Mommy, I've got an ache in my stomach. I've got a stomach ache, a tummy ache, she said. And her mom replied, said, well, that's because your stomach is empty. You have to put something into it. Later that night when they had the preacher over for dinner, he said, I have a headache. The little girl smiled and replied, that's because it's empty. You have to put something in it. And I do that. One reason that's because I would a whole lot rather preach to teeth. It doesn't matter if they're green, yellow, or somebody else's. I'd a whole lot rather preach to teeth than to bottom lips. Have y'all heard about that black preacher was preaching? Said, open them doors, open them wide. Yeah. You heard that one? Old black preacher got to preaching. And boy, he's preaching in a big way. You go to black church, you're going to stay there all day. And after every sentence, they have that organ there. Wah, wah. And that old black preacher got to preaching. He said, now let me tell you, church, come on, open them doors and open them wide. Let them sinners come inside y'all now. Wah, wah. He went on a little bit. He done it again. Open them doors and open them wide. Let them sinners come inside, y'all. Well, the doors were open wide, of course. There was a brick mason standing outside, and he said, if that preacher says it one more time, I'm going to take his brick. I'm going to throw it right through the doors, hit him in the eye. And that was pretty rough, wasn't it? But that's what he said. So here it goes. Preacher goes up, open them doors and open them wide. Let them sinners come inside now, y'all. The organ plays right behind him. And boy, that guy got up, that brick mason, he took that brick, threw it right through the door, hit the preacher right in the eye, he fell down. He come back up, he said, now I say close them doors and close them quick. Some old sinner's done chunked the brick. Genesis chapters 47. I want to be as brief as possible. Genesis chapters number 47. Genesis chapter number 47. Praise the Lord. Verse number 14. If you will, just stand with us. Just give you a moment to stretch your legs and everything. Snap, crackle, and pop. Verse number 14, Genesis chapter number 47. Bible said, and Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan for the corn which they brought. Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. The Bible said, and when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread. There's a part of me who wants to say something right, but I got to save it. It's for one of my points, man. But anyway, look, it said, for why should we die in thy presence, for the money faileth? The Bible said, and Joseph said, give your cattle and I will give you for your cattle it money if the money fail. The Bible said, and they brought their cattle unto Joseph. Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses and even for the flocks, the Bible said, for the cattle of the herds, also for the asses. And he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. And the Bible said, when that year was ended, they came unto him the second year and said unto him, we will not hide it from my Lord how that our money is spent. My Lord also hath our herds of cattle. There is not aught left in the sight of my Lord but our bodies and our lands. Wherefore shall we die before thine eyes, both we and our land, buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants unto Pharaoh, and give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. Verse number 20, and Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for the Egyptians, and every man his field, because the famine prevailed over them, so the land became Pharaoh's. Look in verse 23. Bible said, then Joseph said unto the people, behold, I have bought you this day and your land for Pharaoh. Lo, here is seed for you, and ye shall sow the land. And it shall come to pass in the increase that ye shall give the fifth part unto Pharaoh, and four parts shall be your own for seed of the field. And even for your food and for them of your household. And the Bible said also for food because of your little ones. Also for food for your little ones. Look if you will in verse 25. And they said, thou hast saved our lives. Let us find grace in thy sight, O my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants. You can be seated tonight. I want to preach on this thought. And they said, the first year, we didn't completely sell out. They said the first year we didn't give everything to Pharaoh. We didn't give everything to the king. But now this next year, we're going to give it all to the king. Notice what they said. They said we will not hide anything from the king. I want to preach on this thought tonight, a second chance in a second year. God's given us another chance when last year we may have not given our all, but this upcoming year we can give Him our all. Maybe there's some things that we kept back and hid from God that we can come clean with God about. The second chance in a second year. The famine in the past year prevailed over all the Egyptians. There's some things that prevailed over us last year. There's some things that may have conquered us. But notice, the Bible said in verse 18 that they talked of letting Joseph see it all. They talked of carrying it and giving it all to him the second year and not to hide anything from Joseph. Boy, wouldn't it be good for us tonight to make up in our mind that this upcoming year we're not going to hold back anything. Amen. That we're going to give our all to God. And the Bible said in verse 23, they sold themselves to the king. Now a lot of people have sold out the king, but I hope that you and I have a desire to sell out for the king. Amen. Don't sell the king out, but sell everything. Give everything you've got and say, King, Heavenly Father, Lord, I'm going to give you everything that I've got. And I want you to look about three things, and I'll get out of the way. Number one, I want you to see the purpose of this famine. It had a purpose. Can I tell you this? Everything that you go through has a purpose. They talked about the trials of this past year. I went through something I never thought I'd go through. I had retinal detachment in my left eye. So now I'm blind in one eye and can't see out of the other. It's a blur. And I thought I was all alone. Brother Thacker introduced me to his daughter, and she told me how that God had brought her through. And well, that really encouraged me. Because it's something how that when you're going through something, the devil will make you think you're the only one that feels that way. You're the only one going through that. Can I tell you about that ship that was in the storm when the disciples were on board? The Bible said that there were other little ships in the storm. Honey, you ain't the only one that feels the way you do. I'm glad there's... But what he done for the disciples when he calmed their storm, he calmed the little ship's storm too, praise God. Amen. So, amen. He said, peace be still. Medea said she had her piece of steel. Amen. Amen. I don't think he was talking about that steel. The purpose of their failure. The purpose of their failure. Number one, in the purpose of their failure, it was a purpose of trust. If you write this thing out, I know a lot of time I confuse people. You got your point number one. I got two sub-points under that point. The purpose of their failure was a purpose of trust. They failed because they did not put their trust in God. What did it say? The money failed. They said the money failed. Money will fail you. Friends will fail you. Huh? Listen, but can you, hey, you know what it said? It said the bread didn't fail them. You know what the bread's a picture of? Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Thank God the bread, Jesus, will not fail you. Money will fail. Friends will fail. But he'll never fail you. Oh, yeah. Hey, amen. I feel like James Brown. Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would. I knew that I would. Hey, amen. Watch this now. The purpose of trust. Huh? Why do friends let you down? Why does God allow that? Because God don't want you to trust nobody but him. Why does money fail? Because God don't want us to put our trust in money. Bible said not to put your confidence in man, but put your trust in the Lord. And I'm going to tell you what, I got to where I mark them. They mark themselves when they stand up and do something like this. Brother Doug, I love you. Oh, Lord. You're the best preacher. Been nice knowing you. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. Huh? They next. That's like people say, I'd never do that. What? Too late. You next. You might as well stand up and say, next. The purpose of their failure was a purpose of trust. It was a purpose of turnover. You know what happened? The reason they was going through what they was going through is because the king wanted everything. I'm going to tell you what. You see people that are falling. Eutychus. In the Bible, he fell. You say, Eutychus, yeah, and you'd probably cuss too if you'd have fell from the third loft out of the church. He fell from the third loft out of the church. Right there. You know what? And people ain't gonna, they're not gonna quit falling until they hit bottom. They're not going to quit falling till they hit bottom. Preacher, they still ain't doing it. They still, wait a minute. They ain't hit bottom yet. Hang on. Hang on, honey. Huh?
The purpose was turnover. Then we see not only the purpose of the famine, but the progression. Not only the purpose of their failure, but the progression of the famine. Notice the progression of their trouble. It kept getting worse. It kept getting worse. God was trying to get them to a place of total surrender. That's what he was trying to do. Not only was it a progression of their trouble, but it was a progression of their time. They didn't do something quick, they was going to die. They didn't do something quick, they was going to starve to death. Huh? I'm going to tell you what. We've got the wrong appetite. If we ate spiritually like we eat physically, we'd have to widen the doors, extend the church. And I'm amazed. I said this Sunday in our church, if they wanted me to eat healthy, why did they make it taste so good? Big Macs are good. Whoppers are good. McDonald's fries, you can't beat them. But they're dangerous. And they put it on the dollar menu. They want you to eat a salad. It costs you $10 to eat a salad. They should have made it cheaper. And listen, we're going to die of something anyway. We might as well die fat and happy. Brother Joe Arthur said it like this. He said, fat is where it's at and thin ain't in. I believe that. Listen, I want to make it hard on my pallbearers. That's the only way I'll get some of them will probably be deacons and some of them old mean church members give me a hard time. I got to end with the last laugh. Amen. Listen, the progression, they was closer to death. The progression of this famine, they had to do something. I'm telling you, friend, listen, we don't have much time. Time's winding down. It's flew by. Listen, it's not going to be long. Either we're going to leave this world by the clods or by the clouds. I'm not looking for a hole in the ground. I'm looking for a hole in the sky. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. Amen. But not only that, I want you to see lastly, not only the purpose of this failure and the progression of this famine, but I want you to see the plan of fulfillment. The plan of fulfillment. Watch this. He said in verse number 25, chapter number 47, and they said unto him, thou hast saved our lives. Let us find grace in thy sight of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants. You know where they were satisfied at? They were satisfied being servants. They thought they were free out on their own, but it didn't bring satisfaction. They wasn't satisfied until they become the servants, until they got smack dab in the middle of the king. I'm telling you, folks that say they're saved, but they don't want nothing to do with church. They don't want nothing to do with God. They don't want nothing to do with the Bible. Something's wrong, friend. And if you are saved and you're running from God, you're going to be miserable. Why? The Bible said that if you're sons, you'll be chastised. I thank God for chastisement.
Yes, sir.
I did. My daddy whooped me. Where was this compassion? I'm not trying to make fun of him at all. Where was this compassionate daddy when I was a kid? I mean, come on. He didn't cry. He was too busy making me cry. I said, I'm going to call 911. He said, by the time I get through with you, you won't see the numbers on the phone to dial 911. I didn't get whippings. I wish I'd have got timed out. He timed me out all right. Felt like he knocked me out a few times. And listen, that didn't hurt us. At least I don't think it did. I think I'm normal. Maybe you can see what I can't see. Do you see what I see? Oh, Christmas song. Listen. The plan of fulfillment. Number one, it was a plan of translation. Watch this.
He said in verse 24, it shall come to pass in the increase that ye shall give the fifth part unto Pharaoh, and four parts shall be your own for seed in the field, even for your food, and for them of your household, and for food for your little ones. It was a part of a plan. There was a plan of fulfillment. And that fulfillment was translated. That's a big word for just, it was passed on. Whether you realize it or not, mom and dad, you're passing something on. How many young folks we got here that are 21 and under? Would you stand up tonight? I want to look at you. You looked at me. Can I look at you? Look at this. Well, ain't this a good place to be on watch night? They're not down in the gutter somewhere. They're not on the street corner. They're not in the dope house. They're not getting drunk. Hey, they're not getting drunk. Thank God. They're in church tonight. What are we doing, preacher? What are you doing sweating and spitting and running? Why, I'm trying to pass something on to you tonight. There's some young people that if we don't start translating our satisfaction that we got from God, where will the truth be? Thank you. It was a plan of translation. God intended, mom and daddy, our kids, hear us call them names. Big dummy. I thought for a long time my name was Dummy. Because mom and daddy named us all D's. Was David, Dern, Daniel, and Dummy. Evidently, I was a pain in my daddy's butt because he'd say, him David, him Darn, him Dan, when he come to me and say, him Roy. Not only a plan of translation, but lastly, it was a plan of transformation. You know what happened? Watch this. He told him, he said, okay, I'm going to give you some seed. And I want you to take that seed out there to that empty land. We've done gathered all the corn, done pulled everything that's been stored into Pharaoh's house. He said, I want you to take the seed, go back out there and sow. Huh? You know what happened? That desolate land, that empty land, it became fruitful. Can I tell you what tonight? We've got the seed of the Word of God. Somebody help the preacher tonight. Amen. Somebody go to church with the preacher tonight. Can I tell you this? Hey, you know what would happen? The seed is the Word of God. There's some folks tonight, they don't understand this. They think like, was it Felix or Festus or one of them off gun smoke? I can't remember which one it was. Festus. It wasn't the one that walked. Listen, in the Bible I'm talking about. Let's get our mind back on the Bible. Listen, you know what he said? He said, Paul, you are mad. You know what he said? He didn't say Paul was mad like he was mad. He said, Paul, you're crazy. Much learning doth make you mad. If you're crazy. And see, folks that are empty think we're crazy. Huh? Youngins, you in church tonight, you get on Facebook. Huh? Instead of getting on Facebook, let's get our face in the book. Listen. And we'll get on there with our friends. And I said, what'd you do for watch night? What'd you do for New Year? They don't call it watch night. Church does. That's just like a coast. Christians go to the coast, sinners go to the beach. It's the same place, just different name. They say, what do you do? I said, what'd you do tonight? You went to church, you missed out on our party. Yeah, you missed out, as Brother Frank already mentioned. And somebody lives that lifestyle. They wake up the next morning, they don't remember what they did. I'm missing out, puking my guts out over a commode. I want to spend my time tonight around the throne, but not that one. and then wake up and can't remember what I did. I'm glad, thank God, we can have a good service here tonight. I can go home, wake up in the morning, and remember it all over again. Have it all over again.
That's
good. I'm glad for the day that somebody got the seed from the king. And they brought it to me, this empty field. Now I'm fruitful. Thank God. Are you here tonight? I got the seed. One planteth, another watereth, but God giveth the increase. Lord, help. You got a second chance in a second year to do all the things this upcoming year that we failed to do last year. How many people did you win to the Lord last year? How much time did you pray? How much time did you? I guarantee you they want answered all those questions. Not enough. Not enough. Not enough. Listen, there's enough lost people. Brother Frank, I don't know your church attendance. I don't know what the board reads. I wish we'd take ours down and shoot it sometime. Because all it is just something to look at and sometimes to discourage you. Can I tell you, with the members that are in this church, that are a part of Harmony Baptist Church, you know enough people that are lost, not going to, I'm not talking about in our area of town, Little Reeds for there. Don't nobody believe in soul winning to get their church full. They believe in robbing members. Well, I'm going to tell you what. If you got them, I didn't have them to begin with. Yeah. And if they'll leave somebody's church to come to yours, they'll leave yours to go to somebody else's. Hello, Tokyo. So, if there's enough people we know that are lost, fill up this church. We got the seed. Lord, help me to do my part this year. God's entrusted me with the seed to spread the seed to empty land, to empty hearts. Amen.